Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network, this is the Zach Gelb Show as we come to you live on this Wednesday across all of our great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. And you want to make sure you follow me, because tonight I have all this behind-the-scenes access for the NBA draft, as I'll be in Brooklyn right when the show ends. So we'll bring that to you via social media. And the NBA season is really underway, because the regular season is such a bore. The postseason was fun. But now this is when the real fun starts. And I've always said this for like the last 4 or 5 years, that the NBA offseason is the best part of the NBA. Then it's the playoffs, and then it's the irrelevant regular season that you have to beg players to actually play. You have to put a stipulation into all these awards. You got to play a certain amount of games. I think it's 65 to be eligible for these awards, which is an absolute disgrace, that you have to incentivize a player to go win an award by attaching how many games they need to be able to participate in order to get that award. But anyway, the fun is already starting with the big domino falling last night, and that was a trade that was talked about, but no one actually thought it was ever going to go down because they couldn't see the Nets trading with the Knicks. But Stu and I, we had a little show bonding last night, and we went to Citi Field. You know, we had a few beers. Had the filet mignon cheesesteak. And we're sitting there after Aaron Judge makes the game interesting against the Mets in the Subway Series, which always delivers. And he hits a 3-run shot right in front of Stu and I's seats. We were like 4 or 5 rows right off the plate. It was incredible last night when we moved down and got upgraded to our seats. When people saw we were only at the first base bag, they were like, oh, we got to get you closer to the plate. Zach Gelb, Stuart Kovacs are in the building, and they did a nice job upgrading us. So thank you. But right when that Judge home run happens, I look at my phone and I see Mikal Bridges to the Knicks for 4 unprotected first round picks and then some. And I was like, wow. Wow, 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 wow. That's a big deal. And then after that, the Rockets and the Nets make this trade, and Woj is like firing off 5 or 6 tweets. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I know I had a few drinks in my system. I don't understand anything that Woj is talking about. And the best analogy that I could use or comparison is, you know, in the movie Draft Day, where the GM calls and he goes, I want my picks back, all of them, and Putney, because I bleepin' feel like it, you pancake bleepin' bleepity bleep the bleep. That's basically what happened. The Nets got their picks back, but then also the Rockets got all the Suns picks. And then Adrian Wojnarowski starts speculating that the Rockets are trying to go make a move for Kevin Durant. And if they can't succeed on Durant, since they have all the Suns' future picks that were originally theirs that went to Brooklyn in the original Durant deal to the Nets, if you could keep up with that, that then they'll maybe go explore Devin Booker. But the fun doesn't stop there. Then you wake up this morning, there's rumors of maybe Paul George winding up with the Golden State Warriors. Bam Adebayo just got a mega contract extension, a 3-year max deal. Jimmy Butler, who we thought was out with the Heat and done with the Heat, now prefers to stay with Miami. And that's how we basically start this Wednesday edition of the show. Now, I'll give you the details of the whole Rockets and Nets trade in just a second. But let me just make my main point right out of the gate, and then we'll circle back to it. I think Kevin Durant, and let me make this abundantly clear, I think Kevin Durant should have never left the Golden State Warriors. What happened with the Nets was a disgrace. What has happened right now with the Phoenix Suns is a disgrace. And instead of KD trying to angle his way to his friend in Ime Udoka, who's now the coach of the Houston Rockets, Kevin Durant should just suck it up. Kevin Durant should do what superstars do. And he should demand a trade from the Phoenix Suns and not demand to go to the Houston Rockets. He should demand to go back to the Golden State Warriors. And my main thing with Kevin Durant, when he originally did go to Golden State, he was playing the villain role. But then he didn't have the mental toughness to continue playing the villain role. He should have just gave all of us the middle finger and said, bleep you, not create all these burner accounts and go back and forth with people. And people were saying, oh, go win a real ring. All he should have done was stay in Golden State, just keep on winning. And eventually, all the noise, all the conversation would have gone away. Because when you go win 4 or 5 titles and you win a few more finals MVPs, people have nothing to say. But now the legacy of Kevin Durant is a complicated one because absolutely, he is a top 20 player of all time. But you look at a guy like Nikola Jokic, who's already won 3 MVPs, only 1 NBA championship and 1 finals MVP, and Kevin Durant has 2 NBA championships and 2 finals MVPs. I think what Nikola Jokic has done is more impressive because Durant's already joined a great team. But Steph Curry and Durant were at like such an unbeatable level that only injury slowed them down, that he should have just said, no, I'll stay in Golden State. I'll keep on winning finals MVPs. And eventually everyone runs out of excuses. Because right now, like, this isn't fun. You know, what happened in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant, it was sad. What's happening now in Phoenix with Kevin Durant is sad. And that comment that Charles Barkley made, that Durant is more of a passenger on a bus, you know, a rider on the bus than the bus driver, that's going to stick with him. Because you could be a top 20 player of all time. And you would think, right, if Kevin Durant is a top 20 player of all time, which he is, and we already know his place is solidified in the Hall of Fame, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, but there's a difference of being a Hall of Famer, and you would think that being a top 20 player of all time makes you an immortal. But right now, I wouldn't consider Kevin Durant an immortal. Like, right now, I look at the Kevin Durant legacy, and it's extremely complicated. He was phenomenal in Oklahoma City. He was phenomenal in Golden State. But he got caught up in how people perceive him and what people say about him. And if you wanted to be the villain, just be the villain. Give everyone the middle finger, keep on winning, and then people shut up. Because eventually you have so many rings on your finger and so many MVP trophies and finals MVP trophies in your trophy case, in your room of accolades, that no one can take away and try to say that your championships are no longer legit. Because remember what we said about Steph Curry, or some people said about Steph Curry. Until he won that last championship, oh, Steph's one of the greatest 3-point shooters of all time, but he never had a finals MVP. Why didn't he have a finals MVP? Because Iguodala won the first one, and then KD won the next two. And in a league now of dynamic duos, if Kevin Durant goes to the Houston Rockets to end his career, they're not winning a championship. They're not. And Golden State needs KD again. Now, you could argue that it may be better off for them to go get Paul George, and that's what they're trying to do. But if they can't land Paul George, and if Paul George says, hey, I want to stay with the Los Angeles Clippers, and if I'm Paul George, I'd much rather go to the Warriors and stay with the Clippers. But if he wants to stay with the Clippers, or maybe he goes elsewhere, I don't think he's going to go to Philadelphia, and the Warriors can't get him, then Kevin Durant should absolutely say, I want to go back to where I won the most of my career. And that's the Golden State Warriors, and you get the band back together, even though Klay would be leaving. Draymond's still there. And, you know, you could iron out those issues. But you have Steph Curry, and you have Kevin Durant, and you have a great dynamic duo, and it puts you in the conversation of them just being exciting again, and maybe they could find a way, if they stay healthy, to go back to an NBA Finals and go compete for a championship trophy. But if this is how it ends up going down, that after this deal between the Nets and the Rockets, where the Rockets allow the Nets in 2025 the right to swap either their first-round pick or Oklahoma City's first-round pick in exchange for Brooklyn's first-round pick, and the Nets also got Brooklyn's first-round pick in 2026. So basically, the Nets got their 2025 first-round pick back and their 2026 first-round pick. So the Nets are about to tank. But the Rockets, in 2025, receive the rights to swap either their own first-round pick or Oklahoma City's first-round pick in exchange for Phoenix's first-round pick. They also got Phoenix's first-round pick in 2027, and in 2029, they got the rights for the more favorable of either Dallas's or Phoenix's first-round picks, in addition to the right to swap their own first-round pick for the less favorable of either Dallas or Phoenix's first-round pick. So basically, what the Rockets have said in doing this deal, the Nets, we're going to give you your 2025 and 2026 own first-round picks, which are extremely valuable because the Nets are going to suck. But we want basically all of Phoenix's picks that Phoenix gave up for Kevin Durant. That is the Rockets putting all their chips on the table and showing you all their chips and showing you the hand that they have and saying, we're pretty damn confident that we're going to be able to go get Kevin Durant or Devin Booker. But what does Kevin Durant going to the Rockets accomplish? I don't think it's beneficial for KD. And I don't really think it's that beneficial for the Houston Rockets. Like, if I'm the Rockets, I'd much rather have Devin Booker, who's younger, than Kevin Durant, who has had some injuries. He's in his mid-30s. And let's say Kevin Durant just teed off on the 16th hole. So you got to go play the 16th. You got to go play the 17th of your career, the 18th, then you walk off into the clubhouse. Like, Durant probably has three holes left in his NBA career. Let's just say, you know, if you want to use a golf analogy out there. But it seems like the Rockets making this push for Durant, it's kind of on brand of what the Rockets have been selling you the last few years, though. Because, Stu, I'm sure you remember this. Remember when James Harden was available, and you could say which time? And remember how ugly that James Harden departure was from the Rockets, right? People were accusing him of, like, putting on a fat suit.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
To get traded, because then he showed up with the Nets, and he was all, like, slim, and he was back to being thin, and there was all these stories coming out about the end of James Harden with the Rockets. There were reports recently that the Rockets really preferred and thought last year that they were going to get James Harden back. So the Rockets, clearly, they're not trying to construct a championship team. They're trying to construct a team, and they were 500 last year, that's just relevant, and they could be in the mix. And Kevin Durant would put them in the mix, would make them a good team, but they're not winning a championship with Kevin Durant. So I'd rather go get the younger player in Devin Booker if you're going to give up all these assets. And Booker's under contract for a few more seasons, like three or four more, I think four more seasons. And Durant only has 2 years, including this year, so it's this year into that number two, on his deal left. So, like, I kind of look at this. Yeah, Durant will that end his career, you would think, with the Rockets because of his respect and love for Ime Udoka. But what, like, he's trying to go win 50-something games next year and get bounced maybe after the first round of the playoffs? Like, maybe you win one round and that's it? Like, they're not going to a conference finals with Kevin Durant. So those are the few things that are on the NBA radar right now. It's, will either KD or Booker wind up with the Rockets? The Rockets have set the table to try to get a deal done with the Suns. Will the Suns comply? That's the other part. Because the Suns have been quick, and they should publicly, right? Through their sources. Oh, we're not interested in trading Durant. We're running this baby back with Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. Like, I get why the Suns would say that. But then Stephen A. Smith was on ESPN earlier this morning. He said, regardless what the Suns are telling you, they're ready to move on from Kevin Durant right now. But if that's the end outcome, Durant to the Houston Rockets, it's like, eh, so what? Like, that doesn't do anything for Durant. And for the Rockets, it makes them better. But that's not a long-term move that you give up all these assets for, because it's a short-term move with Kevin Durant. And you're not going to win a championship. And that's why I go back to Kevin Durant, if he was smart. Kevin Durant, if he could just check his ego at the door, wouldn't be trying to push a trade to the Houston Rockets to be with his buddy and his friend, who's now the coach of the Rockets, and Ime Udoka. If Kevin Durant was smart, he would say, ever since I left Golden State, people have looked at me differently. Brooklyn was a disaster. The Suns, now a disaster. So suck it up, go back to Golden State, reconnect with Steph Curry, and try to go be a great dynamic duo once again that puts yourself in a chance to at least compete for a championship. And that's my biggest gripe with Kevin Durant's career. He was great in Oklahoma City. He then made a move that was controversial, going to Golden State. He wanted to be the villain, right? By making that move, he knew what came with it. He won 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs. But then because he was sensitive to the criticism and people saying, oh, go win a real ring, he tried to on his own. And he's failed in Brooklyn. He's failed in Phoenix. So go back to Golden State instead of trying to push your way to Houston. And I would respect it, because what you should have done is just ignored the noise and embraced being a villain. And by now, you would have had more than 2 championships. You probably would have had more than 2 finals MVPs. And all that noise surrounding you would have gone away, because when you win so much and you blow the standard of winning out of the water, eventually people just have to shut up and accept it and appreciate the greatness that you've displayed on the basketball court before. But right now, Kevin Durant is a top 20 player of all time, but with a very confusing legacy, because that Charles Barkley comment really does stick with Kevin Durant. And it overshadows Kevin Durant's career, where he's a 2-time finals MVP, a 2-time champion. But ever since he left Golden State and tried to be the lead guy, right, and go build his team in Brooklyn or with Phoenix, he's failed. And it's very sad that now the Durant career could potentially end with the Rockets if this trade goes down. Going to Houston is just pointless and a waste of all of our time. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break. We will get into, on the other side, the first domino that fell. And it's the New York Knicks trading for Mikal Bridges. Do you view the Knicks as a championship contender right now entering this season? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. So we opened up the show with the deals that have happened so far in the NBA. Mikal Bridges finding his way to the Knicks for four unprotected first-round picks and then some. The Rockets giving back the Nets their picks and the deal from originally with James Harden. And the Nets basically giving the Rockets the Phoenix Suns picks. And now all the speculation from Adrian Wojnarowski, Stephen A. Smith, Windhorst, and many more is that the Suns are maybe going to trade Durant to the Rockets. That's who the Rockets are gunning for. And then if that's unsuccessful, then maybe they're going to turn their attention to Devin Booker. There's rumors about Paul George potentially being on the move to the Golden State Warriors. Bam Adebayo has signed an extension, a three-year max with the Heat. And Jimmy Butler now reportedly wants to stay. You know, it's kind of funny in the coverage, too. I'm going to the draft tonight. But in terms of the players in this draft, all the talk is about Bronny James, who is not going to be picked in the first round and is going to go in the second round. And now it's 2 days of coverage on ESPN, which is absolutely ridiculous. We don't know who's going to be the number one overall pick, so there's some intrigue. You know, Donovan Klingon is someone that we know, and I hope he winds up with San Antonio because it'd be fun to see Wembanyama with Donovan Klingon on the same team with those two big athletic freaks and the way that they block shots down low, and it would be so tough to try to score up against the San Antonio Spurs if you do get Donovan and you do get Wembanyama. But this NBA draft has now really turned into the Bronny James show, and I think most of that and the Lakers are going to be a big topic of conversation tomorrow. But for tonight, when you tune in to ESPN and you watch this coverage, it's all going to be about the Mikal Bridges deal. It's also going to be about the Nets and the Rockets deal and Kevin Durant or Devin Booker potentially winding up with Houston and what's going to happen with Paul George. Like, this is the night where Shams and Woj, right, these guys, they earn their money, because even if the information isn't right, the NBA draft has now turned into Speculation City, which it didn't need to get turned into that way last year because the whole draft was centered around Victor Wembanyama, as it should be. But now this year, without the marquee talent and like the big generational name and the can't-miss prospect and a lot of these guys, right, being foreign players that we haven't heard of or we haven't seen, and you could be foreign and still be seen and heard from. Look at Wembanyama a year ago. But there's not a generational player, so this is going to turn into Gossip City tonight. It's going to be kind of like when you were a kid and you were at like the lunch table back in high school. It's just going to be gossip, gossip, gossip about what deals are going to go down. And that's what I'm really excited for, to see how that's going to be covered tonight and what will actually go down at the draft. But Leon Rose, he really got the whole party started last night. And it's kind of crazy that the Knicks have had all these picks. We were waiting to see what star or what really good player they were going to get. They tried a few years ago with Donovan Mitchell. It didn't work. We know Leon Rose's relationship and how close he is with the Brunson family. They eventually go sign Jalen Brunson, where everyone was eviscerating that contract, remember? Oh, 4 years, $100 million. What a waste of money. Well, Leon Rose is basically family with Jalen and Rick Brunson. So if anyone knows what Jalen Brunson is capable of accomplishing, it was Leon. Brunson has turned into a star. They've kind of adopted Villanova and brought like the Villanova toughness and chemistry to New York City. Josh Hart was great for them last year. Dante DiVincenzo was really good for the New York Knicks last year. And now you go get Mikal Bridges, who won two championships at Villanova. So, yes, did they give up a lot? Of course. Mikal Bridges clearly wanted to go to the Knicks. He told them that, and he had 2 years left on his contract, and he was basically going to tell every team that was interested in trading for him that I'm not going to re-sign with you. So the Knicks would have to pay a price to make that deal done now, but I commend the Knicks because the Knicks have been down and out for so long, and now there's an idea that the Knicks can swing for a championship. So don't just sit on your hands, right? Go make the swing. And the Knicks have made that swing, and you have a coach who's demanding in Tom Thibodeau, but Mikal Bridges like never misses a game. And all the Knicks players are going to be happy bringing in Mikal Bridges because you have all those Knicks players being Villanova guys from those teams that have won a championship or two. It's like, what, is Jay Wright going to come back and coach the team? Tom Thibodeau's done a great job, so that's not fair to Tom Thibodeau. But I'll tell you this. 2 weeks ago, I got a text from a buddy of mine. He went to one of my favorite restaurants down at the Jersey Shore. It's called Stephen Cookies. Stephen Cookies, we talked about this on this show down in Margate, is the same place. Remember that video from a few weeks back where Jason Kelce and his wife were walking into a restaurant and some crazy lady was yelling at Kylie Kelce because they wouldn't take a photo with this lady who was like basically harassing them? Well, my buddy was at that same restaurant a few weeks later. And once you go to that restaurant right and you're leaving, there's a bar right up the street called Maynard's. My buddy walked into Maynard's, and Jalen Brunson, he has a shore house down there. I've run into him a bunch of times down at the shore. But Brunson is at Maynard's, and who was with him? Mikal Bridges. Now, you could look at that two ways. Hey, they're college friends. They're just having a good time. Maybe they didn't know what was about to go down. But maybe some of the conversations there really got the ball rolling and got the ball advanced right over the goal line to go get this deal done. Because that was only 2 weeks ago. And my friend just told me, like, hey, 2 weeks ago, I remembered it last night when I was at the game, that 2 weeks ago, he's like, oh, yeah, I saw Bridges and Brunson together. So I wonder what they knew 2 weeks ago down at the Jersey Shore. But I respect what the Knicks have done and the Knicks, and I'm very strict when I look at championship contenders. The Knicks are a championship contender going into this season. Like, you look in the East, the Celtics are the team to beat. After that, you know, I'll still give the tip of the cap to Milwaukee, even though I don't like Doc Rivers as their coach. But if you could have Giannis and Damian Lillard healthy, that's an awesome 1-2 punch. That's as good as any 1-2 punch that there is in the NBA. But after that, like, I'll trust the Knicks more than the Sixers. I'll trust the Knicks more than the Miami Heat. I'll trust the Knicks more than the Cavs. I like the Magic. They're young, up and coming. If they maybe add Paul George, maybe it's a different conversation. But right now, I trust the Knicks more than the Orlando Magic. The question just becomes, what else will the Knicks roster look like? And there's a reason I went to Temple and I did not go to Harvard. I've stopped trying to figure out the NBA salary cap and all the stipulations and rules in it many years ago. But you look at the Knicks right now, you know Brunson is there next year. You know DiVincenzo is there next year. And now it's, okay, how many other guys are going to be there? Mikal Bridges obviously getting dealt there last night. Julius Randle still on the roster. Remember who represents OG Anunoby, who's a free agent? Sam Rose, he's the son of Leon Rose. So I know some people, they looked at that deal last night. They're like, oh, this means OG Anunoby's gone. I don't think that's the case. Like, there's a thought, and maybe they could find a way to keep Julius Randle and OG Anunoby. Maybe that's possible, you know, for at least one season. I know Randle's deal is up soon, and then it's probably not possible after that. But if you're going for a championship, you do everything you can to try to keep Julius Randle and OG Anunoby on the roster. I think Mitch Robinson's back next year. Isaiah Hartenstein is probably gone. But if you said to me, Zach, from this Bridges deal, one is going to go, and it's either going to be Julius Randle or OG Anunoby. Even though Anunoby is a free agent, I think he's back. I do. I think OG Anunoby is going to be back with the Knicks, and if there's an odd man out, I believe it's Julius Randle. But if you look in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks were the second-best team in the regular season, and just because you're second-best team in the regular season doesn't mean you're the second-best team in the East, because we know some teams dog it in the regular season and the Knicks don't. But going into next year, right now with how these teams are constructed or how we think they're going to be constructed, the Knicks are a top three team in the Eastern Conference. And the West is deep, right? The West has the Thunder, who are young and had a breakout season last year. Denver's not going anywhere with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. The Timberwolves are a damn good team with Anthony Edwards. You know, we'll see how long Kyrie Irving can be a good soldier before he runs his way out of Dallas. I'm out on the Suns. I'm out on the Lakers. You know, I'm curious what Memphis will look like if Ja's back and healthy. You know, Golden State, go get Kevin Durant. That's what I would do. I go get Kevin Durant again, and we'll see if the Kings can bounce back. But the Knicks, it's a wild world we live in. And I never thought I'd see this day in my lifetime. I never thought the Knicks in my lifetime would be a championship contender. Because for basically 20 years, the Knicks were one big, fat punchline. But give a lot of credit to Leon Rose. It was an unconventional hire. Right? An agent. I know they've done that before. A lot of people were critical of the hire. Heck, we made the back page of the Daily News and the New York Post. I had Rasheed Wallace on, and he crushed Leon Rose. Said he'll quickly be the president of the Knicks. Stephon Marbury, who's now courtside at these games, celebrating. He crushed the hire, too. And Leon and Worldwide West, they've been patient. They've won a lot of games. They've gained the trust and respect of the Knicks fan base. And now they made a big move in getting Mikal Bridges. But whatever the starting lineup is, you have, like, let's say, you know, look at the team in the rotation. You got Mitch Robinson, if he can stay healthy. Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart. You know, I think OG's back. Julius is probably gone. You got a team that's going to go win 50. They won 50 games last year. They're going to win 55 games. And they're a title contender. You know, Celtics have won a championship. Do they go back-to-back? You know, can the Bucks stay healthy? Can the Bucks get over Doc Rivers and everything? But I'm blown away by what the Knicks have done. And sure, they gave up a lot, but it's worth it when you're gunning for a championship, because it would have been the biggest mistake that Leon Rose could have made if he kept on just sitting on these assets and never pulled the trigger. Because then you would have lived in the world of what if, what if, what if, what if. So the Knicks are right in the conversation, and they are one of the best teams in the NBA, how they're currently constructed. We'll see how the rest of the offseason shapes out. But man, that's wild that you could even utter that sentence. I know some people say, but Zach, they were one of the better teams last year. You know, they really made a mark last year. They made a statement last year. And some teams, when they make a statement, they get complacent. They go, oh, we'll just rest on what we did the year before. But I respect, sometimes you're aggressive, and aggressive could be stupid. I don't think this is stupid. I think this is smart, and I respect what the Knicks are doing, and they are going for it. And you'll never have to worry about team chemistry, because these guys in DiVincenzo, in Brunson, in Hart, in Mikal Bridges, they are as close could be. And we've seen before, ego in sports, ego, especially in the NBA, has derailed teams. Like, look at the Warriors and the Lakers. The Warriors should still have Durant in the Bay Area. Because of his ego, that's not why he's out after winning two championships. Stu, you know it. Shaq and Kobe with the Lakers. Three championships. Because of ego, that's why Shaq didn't stay in Los Angeles. And that happens in sports. Now, those teams at least won a few championships. There's teams that have had ego that have not won a title. But this team, ego won't be a problem. And this is a team that everyone can root for, right? Like, I get it. If you're a Celtics fan, you always hate the Knicks. Like, if you're a Nets fan, you hate the Knicks. I get it. But if you just like basketball and you could take your fandom out of it and you just look at every team honestly, the Knicks are extremely, extremely, extremely easy to root for right now. And that has not been the case for many years in my lifetime. All right, this is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break. There's this list that is circulating about the loudest stadiums in college football. We will delve into that on the other side, and I'll tell you some of the loudest stadiums I've ever been to going to college games for a bunch of years. All right, it's time to ask the pros. Where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your questions for the Zach Gelb Show at INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelb. Using the hashtag AskThePros, be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. We will get into this top 10 toughest places to play in college football list that EA Sports, it's in the game, did release the other day, and it's created a lot of buzz in the college football community. But the story right now is the NBA draft. It's all the drama. It's all the trade speculations. So let's take one call right here, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It's Josh in Philly. He's first up on the Zach Gelb Show. Josh, what's shaking?
Hi, Mr. Gelb.
What's going on?
I always listen to your show every day on my way home from work.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think I'm not huge into NBA, so I don't know like all the names and stuff myself, but mm-hmm. I would say it really seems like Bronny James kind of like takes all the hype of this year's draft, and it kind of like leaves guys like Zach Edey and some of the other people just kind of like, you know, for unknown. They don't really seem to talk about them that much. I just wonder what you think of that.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, and I obviously understand why the coverage is there for Bronny James, and thanks for the phone call, because it's kind of a dud of a draft. And let's be real, like the NFL draft, we do a draft show here on the network. We cover every pick of the first round, and you know most of the players. But when it comes to basketball, like in most years after the first three picks, it's like, who? It's like, who's going where? Who is this guy? So the NBA draft usually doesn't resonate, so it is low-hanging fruit. You have the son of one of the greatest basketball players of all time who has no business going in the first round. I don't think we'll go in the first round. And he'll be a second-round draft pick because someone's going to draft him, A, to either try to lure the services of LeBron James, who could opt out and be a free agent, or B, this is the Lakers trying to find a way to keep Bronny James, you know, get Bronny James there so you keep LeBron James. I think all this, though, is nonsense. Like, Stu, you're a Lakers fan. I know you're out, you know, working with Bart the last few weeks, but it's like, all right, the Lakers signed J.J. Redick, made him the next head coach. Does anyone actually think LeBron is leaving the Lakers? Like, he should. It would be smart, but I don't think he's leaving the Lakers for a second.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, all the reporting and what everyone thinks he's going to do, he's saying he's going to be a Laker for another year or 2 years. I've seen even things that say 3 years. But
yeah.
You never know.
They're potentially willing to offer him a three-year contract. Max deal, too.
Yeah. I don't. From his perspective, I don't get it.
Well, LeBron says he cares about winning, right?
Yeah, that's what he says.
It's like, put it this way. I've lost a lot of weight recently in the last 3 years. There were times in my life, though, where I said, oh, I want to lose weight. Sure, everyone wants to lose weight. But do you get your ass in the gym? Do you start eating healthier? Or are you sitting around on your couch and just eating like fast food all the time? So like LeBron could say he wants to win. Well, if you want to win, you're basically being the fat kid that says, oh, I want to lose weight, but you never get your ass in the gym. That's what you would do by staying with the Lakers. You actually want to win, you go to Philadelphia. And you join Joel Embiid, you join Tyrese Maxey. But yeah, Bronny James is going to be the biggest storyline of this draft, unless some crazy deal goes down, because it's kind of, it's not kind of, it is a draft that the names don't really resonate. They don't. And when you don't have a generational player and it's a bunch of foreign players, like if there's a generational foreign name, it resonates. Look at Wemby last year. But when you have a lot of guys that people don't know, they've never seen or they've never heard of, yeah, it usually is a ho-hum kind of draft. And that's what this is going to be. So Bronny is going to dominate because it's an easy storyline that everyone could talk about. Alrighty, let's get to this list. So Stu, did I read this correctly? This EA Sports list, as they're bringing back the college football video game, which is great for everybody, they just came out with the list of the top 10 toughest places to play. So this is just who they think, like it's their rating system?
It's their rating system based off of the stadium and the environment that each program kind of has at the moment.
So does it impact the game? In it? Like, for example, Texas A&M is one. So if you're playing at Kyle Field, does it impact if you're, I don't know, let's say a random team. Let's say you're Virginia. And you're Virginia alum and you're going to Kyle Field and you're playing in this video game.
Yeah.
Does that impact it?
It does. The screen's going to shake a lot.
Really?
The control is going to vibrate.
Okay.
It's going to be, I think some of the players, like based off of their ratings, like if they have like a less like awareness rating, like they're going to like run different routes and just kind of stuff like that where it's going to make it hard if you play a team like that.
So when you and Anthony Gallo are staying up late at night playing the college football video game, you could be astute, Stu, by maybe picking A&M, even if they're not the best team, because you know Gallo will go into that game and be like, bro, I'm playing with LSU. You know, I'm the better team, but my controller's shaking. It's shaking. I don't know what's doing. Stu, the controller's shaking. What's going on? You know, I may have had something to smoke, and I may be out of my mind a little bit, but the controller's shaking. What's going on, Stu?
I guarantee you that you guys will have that conversation.
Yes, this will be a conversation that we have multiple times, and I believe it carries over to the dynasty mode too, so you can kind of build your team up to have a better atmosphere 10, 15 years down the road.
Is the dynasty mode when you pick the coach?
Yes, and you could be the coach of Alabama, you could be the coach of, you know, wherever.
You got to start at a small school, though.
Got to do it. Yeah, it's a must.
Like, I started at Temple during the pandemic when I fired up the old college football video game. And then I think I worked I forget where. That became a big trend because of Big Cat, right? And it's how that guy Doug's at Barstool because Big Cat just like, oh, let me create a big-looking football coach. And this guy Doug's is sitting out there somewhere. He's like, oh, that guy looks like me. And then he ended up having a few-year run at Barstool. But the top 10 toughest places to play in college football. 10 is Florida. 9 is Florida State. 8 is Oklahoma. 7 is Camp Randall with Wisconsin. 6, of course, Beaver Stadium at Penn State. Hickey's probably like claiming, oh, that's a championship for us.
top 10 toughest places to play in college football. We can't win a big game to save our life, but our fans are loud.
Then you have Georgia, Ohio State with the horseshoe, LSU, Alabama, and A&M. I would have thought LSU would have been one. You know, I've been to some great college football environments. I've been, Army has a great stadium. I know that's not the first one that people are expecting me to name, but I've been to Nebraska. Great environment for a game. The team just has sucked for such a long time. I've been to Notre Dame. So prestigious, right? You just feel like you're in like football royalty. I've been to the Big House for Michigan, Ohio State, one of the greatest environments. I've been to Happy Valley, even though I can't stand Penn State, and I think their fans are like members of a cult. I will say Penn State, great place to see a game. Great place to see a game. And look, we have Chris Hess. Just when I thought I got away from one of those Penn State propagandists working with Hickey, Chris Hess is here, and he's a proud alum of Penn State. You're probably popping champagne because Participation State University has just turned into tell everyone how great the whiteout is and how loud our fans are, and James Franklin can't win a big game to save his life.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I will say this, though. Number six, I think that's bogus.
Why?
I think, if anything, they should be number three. LSU not being one is a crime punishable under the death penalty. I'm sorry. That's the truth, God's honest truth. I wouldn't even put Penn State at two. I'd put Oregon at two.
Ooh, Oregon's good. I thought Utah should have been on this
list. That's a solid pick, too.
I'm surprised Michigan and the Big House is not there. That's a great environment. And maybe that's because for a decade they were kind of ass, and then they started to really get going the last 3 years again. So maybe that's a little recency, because you could have 110,000 people. If the team sucks, the environment's going to suck. All right? That's just the reality of the situation. But recently, like, I went to Ohio State, Michigan this year. Heck, Clad of Fox, who does all the games, he was crying when you had the offensive lineman Zach go down with the injury, and the whole stadium, they weren't chanting for me, but they were chanting, "Let's go, Zach! Let's go, Zach!" He was crying. He said it's one of the greatest environments he's ever been to. You know, Brady Quinn has said that before him. He played at freaking Notre Dame. Notre Dame! So I'm surprised. I know you Penn Staters, you hate Michigan, and I know you hate Ohio State, but Hickey was telling me yesterday he doesn't think Ohio State should be in the top 10, and he thought EA did the right job not putting Michigan in the top 10.
I would put Michigan in the top 10, but not Ohio State for the sole purpose of Ohio State. I would. Because
those fans are crazy.
They are crazy, but they're also whiny and entitled.
Oh, my God! The Penn State fan saying a fan base is whiny and entitled?
See, I'm not a Penn State propagandist like
yes,
Hickey is.
Yes, you are.
I will admit when they stink. I will admit when they stink, and I will also admit that Penn State has been a 10-2 team for the past, I don't know, 50 years.
Yeah.
And the old regime was okay with it, and now all of a sudden it's a problem.
Stu, is there a stadium or two that you think should be on here that isn't?
I mean, yeah, I'm looking. I actually have the list 11 to 25 as well.
Oh, do you? Give them to me real quickly. We're up against
So Oregon's 11, Clemson 12, Tennessee 13.
Clemson should have been on there.
Tennessee 13.
Even though I hate Dabo, but go ahead.
This is one I think should be higher. Auburn 14.
Yeah.
South Carolina 15. Michigan 16. Virginia Tech 17. Utah 18. Texas 19. Iowa 20. Notre Dame 21. Michigan State 22. Arkansas 23. Boise State 24. And Mississippi State 25.
Wow. Where was Texas, you said? What was the number?
19.
19.
That should be higher, I think.
That's a blow to the ego of the Longhorn fans. All I'll say is, EA Sports didn't go horns up there. They went horns down. That's what they did. Horns down. I actually may file a lawsuit against the great Brian Jones, who we love, BJ, at the Super Bowl when I did horns down in front of his face, because all the Longhorn fans get so sensitive to that. And I was just joking with him. You know, he kind of hit me pretty hard. I was a little concerned. Maybe thinking about filing a lawsuit. Yeah, I thought Utah should have been in, and I thought Michigan. Those were the two that really jumped out to me. Oregon's a great one, too. That's a great environment. You know what? Let's show a love to the little fella a little bit. What about Boise State?
What about Washington?
Good environment. Let's see what happens when, they're not in the national championship game. But Washington is a good environment. All right, it's Zach Gelb, show on the Infinity Sports Network. Vince Wilfork will join us next.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.